The program is going on well. Right now, people have been accorded the chance to pay their last respect to the former head of state, the late president. And they are coming in numbers. It's only that by 18 hours, that is the 6 p.m., the procession closes, and you can see the anguish and the disappointment of people being turned back, those who do not manage to beat the time. Because the queues are long. As you know, he was a loved leader, loved by the grassroots.
How many heads of state and government so far in Africa have confirmed their participation, and do you expect more?
Yes. We do expect more. Some have already confirmed their participation. The head of state for Zimbabwe, the vice president of Tanzania, if my memory serves me right, president of Mozambique, the Democratic Republic of Congo. We have a list of those who have already confirmed, and more who are going to participate. More names are being compiled, and they will be accorded that chance to pay last respect. And there will be a procession at Parliament, a church service at Parliament, and those who would want to take part in that, I think they will be accorded that chance.
But Mr. Katema, some people are expressing concern that there appear to be still wrangling in the ruling party, which they say is taking the shine away of the respect people are paying to the deceased president, and they have condemned it. What is the government position on this?
The government position is that we have discouraged, or in fact, we have suspended all activities, political activities of any nature in the country until after the burial of the late president. That is when probably people can start participating in the political processes. That is a guarantee that people will continue mourning peacefully, as they have been doing, as they are doing right now.
There are some people who say that there have been people who have been wearing some political party T-shirts during this mourning process. Is it a worrying phenomenon to you?
Not at all. The T-shirts you are seeing actually are depicting the is portraying the head of the president's head, actually, for whichever political party. But actually, the T-shirts I've seen, we saw on, at the airport, and which some people are wearing, are actually depicting the head of state's portrait.
Okay.
So I don't see anything provocative about that. The only thing that our government would urge everybody is that we should desist from issuing or making pronouncements which could be provocative, to which can be interpreted as being contrary to the spirit or the aspirations of their beloved president. So it's safer not to make any pronouncements, or even not to make any political or otherwise decisions which can be interpreted in any way that the people might deem fit.
the interim president removed General Secretary Mr. Lungu from the party's head, now restored him. What is the situation here? There appears to be confusion in here.
The Secretary General has been reinstated. That was a decision which was made by the Central Committee of the ruling party, in the same spirit that you have talked about. That is the same thing that I have said here, that it is best not to make any political pronouncements at the moment in time until we bury our president.